Hey, this is Jody T. Pratt. I wrote a book, Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection, 13 Disturbing Tales of the Misfortune. If you like the bizarre and all things dark, and you love this show, you'll love this. Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection on Amazon right now. The link will be in the description. On with the show. Lights, camera, action. Welcome to the Scrapbook Podcast, Director's Cut.
Welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast with your host, Patrick Wigfall, and my fellow host, Jody Pratt. Today, Jody's going to be taking the sticks with his Director's Cut and have fun.
And so this story, all right, so we have a story, I want to call it Copperhead.
Okay.
That's what I have. I've been thinking about it all day. Copperhead, right? All right. So we have Ulysses. That's the father. He's 50. Nellie. She is 22. That's the wife. And then we have Bart. Bart is Bartholomew. He's about seven, eight years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they live in a town, Mississippi, fucking Alabama, some shit like that. And it's a dirt road kind of town, hard working, grime on your hands, honest work kind of town. Mm-hmm. And they have this church. Church is the nicest place there. Painted nice. Everything else is shitty. You know what I'm saying? A church house. You know what I'm talking about. And the pastor there, I don't have a name for the pastor, but we'll just call him pastor. You know, evangelical type of motherfucker. And they have like temple revivals and shit all the time. And so when Bart was younger, he was his dad loved to take him everywhere he went. He always wanted a boy. Ulysses always wanted a boy, and he got his boy the first try, even as an older man. And he treated his wife very well, you know, with respect. He was illiterate, but also very, very, very hard worker. Everybody calls on Ulysses if they have a problem. Electrical, fucking woodwork, you know, obviously carpentry.
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, bro. Engineers and all that shit. He does it all. But he would take his son out, and his son, from a very early age, could read. I want to say about 4.5 years old. Shout out to Todd. Todd, he was reading at like 3 years old. But he would read to his dad, like books and books and books. And his dad didn't have the hunger to read, but he had the hunger to make his son different from what he was. Because you can make more money through your brain than your hands.
Mm-hmm. And your brain will last longer.
Exactly. Your hands will break down. His dad's like limping and shit and takes him in the car. And this is, I want to say, the 40s, late 40s.
Okay.
And he, and Bart's a handsome little black boy, just reads to his dad everywhere he goes. You know what I'm saying? And one day Bart just like runs off when he's about, so he's like 7 or 8. He was about six, I would say the same age. So it happened like 6 months prior. So he'd be 7 or 8 when this happened as well. He runs and he sees something like moving in the grass, and he's going over it while his dad's like under a car fixing it and shit. And he goes and he's like, what the fuck is that? They have a dog with them, obviously. The hound dog is just like howling his ass off. Ulysses is just like, shut the hell up, boy. Like, goddamn. And then Bart puts down his book and follows the movement in the grass, and he goes over there, and it's this fucking fat ass copperhead. And he's just like, whoa, what the fuck is that? And it's like winding up and shit, and he's just like taking a look, and he like reaches for it. Not like, either he reaches for it like questioning like what the fuck this is, because he's never ran into a snake like this before. But he was just like, this is the shit that's in like the books and stuff like that. My dad has me read, like, what the fuck? So he goes to grab it, gets bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dog goes fucking blitzkrieg. Ulysses gets from under the car and shit like that. And he goes to find his boys having a seizure and shit. And he, and Ulysses is, he's very smart streetwise, but bookwise, like I was saying, he's the nigga's not all there. So he takes him to his wife. He's just like, what the fuck is going on? He got bit by something, you know what I mean? A snake and shit like that. It looks like a copperhead bite by the multiple fangs in it and shit like that. And she's like, don't take him to the hospital. Take him to the pastor. You know what I mean? The pastor will know what to do. Like, you know what I mean? God can save him. And he's just like, okay, fine. So, like, he takes him there and the seizures are stopped and the nigga's breaking into a fever. And the pastor's, like, eating food and shit. They bring him in. And he's, like, praying over him and shit like that. Then he convulses into a seizure again. And he, like, evens out, right, into a cold sweat, and he sweats for like days and days and days. I want to say like maybe 2 or 3 days. Sorry for saying days so many times. And after that, he Bart lost
days 3 times. You meant 3 days.
So yeah, no, I said day okay. Day 1 days is maybe multiple days. That's what I mean.
So don't look too deep into it.
So he so Bart comes out of his fever without the ability to walk. Right, because
for them,
copperheads come with the paralysis. You know what I mean? They can paralyze people. It doesn't necessarily kill you; it could just paralyze you. And every Sunday, like this became like a fucking thing. Every Sunday, he would carry his son with Nell leading to the church for his body to be prayed on. But instead of taking him to the fucking doctor. And during this time, Ulysses never had a good relationship with the church because he'd get flashbacks of tentpole revivals when he, in the, you know, the beginning of the 20th century and shit like that. And he's just like, these motherfuckers are full of shit. I've seen niggas running around saying that they're blind and I can clearly see that they're not. You know what I mean? Not hocus pocus shit. But he has some sort of gratitude towards the pastor because he saved his boy. And because he always thought it was bullshit anyway. You know, but he trusted the word of Nelly. So every Sunday he'd go and be like, yo, you know, pray over him and shit like that. He'd get no better. And the pastor is kind of condescending towards Ulysses because he has, both of them have something that the other one doesn't have. Ulysses has the mind of an engineer and he can do everything and create and all that shit like that. While the pastor has the ability to read, the nigga has comfort in his life. He doesn't have to use his body so much. So there's kind of like a back and forth kind of thing, but the pastor, he kind of, you know, calls Ulysses certain things, like saying he's a non-believer and shit, which obviously he is, but he's breaking down the whole structure of the family and shit like that. And through this time, every Sunday that he's taking him, during the weekdays, he's still taking Bart places with him. Mm-hmm. He'll carry him in his arms with his fucking, his toolbox wherever he fucking goes. You know what I mean? And he's reading certain things to him still. And he feels so bad because he didn't watch his son. He's like more, you know, vocal about watching him and shit. He's like, son, I want you to read something that I found in your mother's drawer. Now, when I tell you to stop reading it, I want you to stop reading that. And we're going to burn this and it's going to be only you and me that knows what this says. But it's in the handwriting that I don't know. And, you know, I want you to, you know, read this, okay? So Bart, like, he's like, all right, Dad. And it's a love between them two. Like, he loves his fucking son. And he opens the letter, and he was like, to my love, Nelly. And then he's like, stop reading that shit. Stop. And he gets the note. Instead of burning it, he just stuffs it in his pocket, and there's like a dark cloud over him, And that happened Tuesday. And he was like, I want you to, you know, stay. I'm going to let you stay home while dad goes and, you know, does those electrical shit.
I'm breathing too hard.
Yes, you are. and he goes the rest of the week. And then Sunday comes around. And he goes and lays hands on Bart again. The pastor does. While Nellie's just right there. And he's just like questioning Ulysses and the fact that it's just like, are you now a believer in God? Because this is not going to work unless you have some sort of, you know, a seed in your heart has been planted and it's growing. You know what I'm saying? Like talking down to him in a way when it's just like, motherfucker, just do what you have to do. I'm only here to, you know. But this time, he's like standing more in the back behind Nelly and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And he lays his hand and everybody's hooping and hollering and shit like that. And niggas on the drums and guitar and shit like that. And he's just like, walk. I say walk. Stand up right now, boy, walk. And like slapping this nigga upside the head and shit. And he's all oily ass hair and shit like that. And the nigga's just like standing Bart up and Bart's legs are just not working. And he puts Bart down and he's just like, I say we have a non-believer in the BOW! And it was Ulysses with like a smoking hot fucking revolver that shot the pastor in his chest, right? And he just drops the note that he had that Bart read and he gave it to Nelly and he leaves, right? And
did he do this in front of the congregation?
Yeah, in front of everybody.
Oh, shit.
Just like I was saying, that in front of the whole, you know what I mean? While niggas were hooping and hollering, he shot this nigga right in the chest. And then he absconds. He leaves, right? And years later, Bart gets this, like, badly written hand note. Bart's still alive. He's about, I want to say, 14, 15. They still live in the same spot. He still can't walk. And it's his dad. And his dad is now, like, in his 60s or so, and he's gained the ability to write a little bit, elementary kind of shit. So he gains this correspondence with his dad and shit like that. And he's like, I want to come, you know what I mean, see you and shit like that. And it's like really bad, like I hear this, you know what I mean? And over the correspondence, his writing's gotten better and shit like that. And and he gains enough money. His mom is like fucking distraught. Doesn't know this secret between the correspondence between him and his dad. And he goes and sees his dad and shit like that. And the nigga's like living like shit. Shit all. You know what I mean? But then he explains, you know what I mean, everything in like a silent kind of way. It's more so in the words, in between the words, than the words itself. Mm-hmm. And Bart doesn't necessarily have the belief of his mother. He's more so like his dad. Because he was just like, I could have been saved, bro. I could have. They had anti-venom back then. So you could have fucking, you know what I mean? Done something. I could have been okay. But he doesn't blame either one of them because his dad didn't know. And he trusted the word of his mom. And he goes and when he's leaving and shit, he gets on the train and shit like that. And that's the last time he saw his dad. His dad dies like shortly after and shit like that. And
is his relationship with his mother like good, or have they become kind of estranged?
Because he looks like him. They, you know, moms that have niggas that look like their dads, they kind of treat him a little bit differently. She married again, had like more kids.
Younger guy this time.
He was more pushed to the back because he, you know, he can't walk and shit. But
he can read his ass off.
He can read. He became a scholar.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like he went away after he came back, and he wrote his dad from like, I want to say, some HBCU. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And then his dad never replied, and he just kept writing his dad until somebody was just like, stop writing here. Like, the nigga doesn't live here anymore. And then he calls the fucking phone, and he's like, "Oh yeah, this nigga's been dead for a while now." And he goes and tries to claim his body and shit, and he can't. The nigga's been gone. They put him somewhere. They can't find him or whatever the fuck. But I wanted to end with Bart, like, in his, like, dorm room, just, like, in silence, like, reading a book. Or he did get his dad's ashes and shit, and he's, like, reading the book to his dad's ashes or something.
So he calls, or he makes a trip out there? Both, right? He calls, finds out he's dead, and then goes to find the body?
Yeah.
Okay, and because his dad was he still living like shit at the end of his life?
Yeah.
He just continued on. When he left after seeing his dad, he continued that life and ended up dying.
The dad, yeah, because he couldn't help that shit. Because how he was living down there, he just resumed it in Chicago. Mm. Handyman, you know what I mean? Maybe he became a handyman of an apartment complex.
But at...
And he lived in a shack, but it was for free as long as he fixed his shit, and his body was whooping his ass and shit like that. And,
as it will.
Yeah.
Mm. Does he have any contact with his mother after this? Like, before the end of it, is there any, like, dry conversation? Is there anything about, like, how... Because clearly, in my head, she was fucking the reverend.
Yeah, obviously.
So is there any, like, get back on that on his end where he was like, you know, you did that dirty?
No, because back then you don't pull your mom's card.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, in the 50s, even when he left to go to school,
he never was like on the exit out. Was like,
you did him dirty. Knew what it was, especially when you moved me to the back of the house when your husband came in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you only couldn't give me kisses right before y'all went to town.
Yeah.
There's food in the stove. You know where to go. Do you need help with bathroom or anything? And he's just like, nah, I got it. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. And then he's just like, yeah, fuck this guy.
I like that sad as shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I wanted to be dramatic as possible.
Yeah, that was sad. That was good. That made me feel something. I didn't like that bitch.
Yeah, that fucking bitch.
He gave you everything.
Yeah. And then, you know, then you... realize that the times he's like taking his kid and he's being a good father, like, she's just fucking the pastor, just fucking.
Yeah, and he has the audacity to get up and like put his shirt on, but like, I gotta go, gotta go on and guide my flock. I'm just like, you're fucking the flock. What are you talking about, man?
Exactly.
And then at the end of the story, it shows him reading a book, and then, like, it pans up, and one of the books is about snakes.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty... Well, the nigga becomes...
And nothing stupid, corny, where it's, like, copper vase. But it's just, like, the anatomy of whatever. Yeah,
there's, like, what were niggas trying to sell back in the day?
Encyclopedia?
Encyclopedias, yeah.
Yeah, we bought some of those. Yeah? Yeah. I was in that bitch like, do you know what a typhoon is? They're like, shut up and go to bed.
Yeah, my mom bought me a bunch of like animal encyclopedia joints.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally telling me about every animal. And she was just like, she had like this big ass smile on her face every time I was, like, reading that shit. I was just literally looking at the anatomy
because
I was not a big reader. Still not. But just like, oh, shit, octopus has no bones except for his beak. What the fuck?
How do they, like, pop lock and drop it?
You know what I mean? Like, damn, orca whales. That's why orca whales are my shit. I learned about them bitches way earlier. And I'm just like, these are amazing.
What, that was the animal that got you when you were stupid young?
And a nardwuar. Narwhal.
Yeah.
I said narwhal like the fucking
that
the
is
guy,
the dude
the
that
interviewer.
Gives gifts. Yeah,
yeah. Narwhal. The narwhal dude is fucking interesting, bitch. What are you talking about? Anyway,
tarantulas and fucking bears, grizzly bears.
Got you into animals?
Like I was just like, How is a grizzly bear walk? Like, how?
Yeah.
What is below a grizzly bear? Like, if there's Pokemon and you get Machop, Machoke, Machamp.
Oh, I got Pokemon.
What is a choke and the champ at? Or a chop?
Yeah.
How do you just have a champ off top?
Facts.
Like what is a missing link for that? Didn't even need to look into it because I did. And then fucking short-faced bears. And, like, they shrunk down. Yeah. And I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah. And then you
fucking... And then arachnophobia fucked me up. So that's when I got into tarantulas.
Me too. It, especially those the burrowing ones that pop out of the holes.
Oh, yeah. I know what they're fucking called. The ones that hop out, like, gotcha, nigga. Yeah, and exactly. Then go back down. Trapdoor spider.
Yeah. Trapdoor spider. But, yeah, that's what got me into this shit. And maybe he's becoming a biologist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With the emphasis on
serums for like,
yeah,
antidotes.
Because I looked into it, they started anti-venom in the 20s. That's when they started making anti-venom.
And this was in the 40s.
Yeah. So they had it, but it was, you know what I mean?
In its infantile stage.
Yeah. I wanted this shit to be like sad. I'm on a somber hype anyway. Like, fuck it. But yeah, this was Copperhead. We hope you like it. And this was an episode of Director's Cut, Scrapbook Podcast, Director's Cut. I am your host, Jody Pratt, with my fellow host, Patrick Wickfall.
Yo.
We love you. Don't stop being creative. We hope you like it. Peace.
Deuces.